Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset and life design coach, corporate escapee, and coffee lover. And I am literally obsessed with helping you go for your dreams, find fulfillment, and ditch self-doubt so you can create a life that lights you up, your big life. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Create Your Big Life podcast, where we are diving in to how to navigate the holiday season with intention. Now, living a big life really is about living an intentional life. It's about consciously creating the life that feels true to you, one that is in alignment with your values and with your purpose, and really taking the time to get to know yourself and then designing a life that lights your soul on fire. And that involves self-awareness and then taking responsibility to design your life in the way that you truly want. And this is even more important when it comes to the holiday season. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, there is typically a hell of a lot that goes on at this time of year. Social events, people buying gifts for each other, parties here, there, and everywhere, wrapping things up for the end of the year with work, people starting to think about the new year, family gatherings, and so much in between. And this really is a perfect time to practice being more intentional with how you show up and how you want to enjoy things in your life. Because if we don't approach this time of year with intention and get really super clear on exactly what we want, how we want to feel, and how we want to go through this season, it can be really easy to slip into patterns of autopilot and going through the motions and doing a bunch of things that we maybe don't want to do or that we do just because we've been doing it for years and feeling like we're living according to so many shoulds and so many expectations, which is the opposite of what it means to really create and live your big life. So I wanted to give you a few things to consider as we go through this episode so that you can consciously choose how you want to experience this time of year, which is going to give you so much more chance of actually getting to the end of the year and looking back and realizing that that is how you've experienced it. As I talk about over and over again when it comes to creating your big life, this is all about taking a pause, slowing down long enough to get super clear on what you actually want. And then taking the steps to actually make that happen, rather than just reacting or falling into automatic patterns or doing things just because that is the way that things have always been done. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you may know that Joe, my husband, and I have been together for 20 years, so since we were at university together. And one of the things that I absolutely love about him is the fact that he always gets me to question things in life. And really get clear on what I truly want and not just do something just because most people do it like that or because that's the way that things have always typically been done. And one of the most classic examples of this is how we ended up creating the wedding that we did. So we actually discussed this together in a previous episode, which was episode number 3, The Power of Questions. So if you want to hear more about it, definitely go and listen to that episode. But the summary of it is that when we were trying to think of what we wanted to do for our wedding, I just presumed I was going to wear a long white dress and that we were going to have a sit-down dinner in a place which probably looked quite similar to a lot of other weddings that I'd been to, because that was really the only examples of weddings that I'd seen growing up. And I just presumed that that was what we would do, until Joe said, "Is that actually what you want?" And I will go on and on and on about this question. Is this what you actually want? And I encourage you to ask yourself it over and over and over again until you annoy yourself by asking it about so many different areas of your life. Because it is in asking that question over and over again and in different ways that you actually really start to get to the root of the things that you truly desire. And that is how you can start to create your life with more intention. And it was that question that led to Joe and I creating a wedding that was vastly different to the traditional one that I had in my head. And like I said, I go into it more in that, so I'm not going to go into it again here. But I wanted to give you that as an example because weddings are something that typically have a lot of tradition around, as well as a lot of people's opinions about what should happen and how things should be and where they should be and what you should wear and all of those kind of things. And honestly, it is the same about Christmas and a bunch of other things that happen at this time of year. So many people have traditions and assumptions about how things should go. And we can just get stuck doing all these things because we think that we should do them or that we have to do them, and not actually taking the time to stop and pause and get clear on what do we actually want? How do we actually want to spend Christmas or spend the holidays? Do we even want to go to some of these parties or social events or spend New Year in a particular way? Do we want to be spending time with certain people? Do we actually really want to be spending money on presents that maybe people don't even want? And so many other things that we can also get to think about when we're deciding to go through this period of the year with more intention. So what I encourage you to do when you think about your holiday season is to consider, what do you actually usually do at your work, with your friends, with your family? How do you normally celebrate different things at this time of year? If you do celebrate Christmas, what do you typically do on Christmas Day? Same thing in terms of New Year's. Does it typically get hectic for you? And do you find yourself using words to describe it, such as, well, it's just going to be busy, it's going to be hectic, it is going to be full on, it's one party after another, it's one job after another, oh my goodness, I'm going to be broke. So many things that people throw out using their words to just create an expectation of how this time of year is going to run for them without actually realizing that it doesn't have to be any of those things. So a great question to start asking yourself is, if you could design this holiday season exactly how you would wish, what would you do? How would you absolutely love to feel when the 1st of January rolls around? Do you want to feel like you have given yourself the rest that you need, that you already feel set up for your goals? Do you want to feel like you have prioritized yourself, like you feel like you've got energy to actually start the new year fresh? Or do you want to feel like you've had a load of fun, like you have really filled your cup up with lots of connection with family and friends? Do you want to feel really proud of yourself because you have managed to stick to some health goals over this period? Have a think about how you want to feel by the end of it. Always start with the end in mind. And get clear on how you would actually love to show up to things that you have committed to or that you want to commit to, so that you actually have a plan about how you're going to approach different things that you're going to over these holiday seasons. Get super clear on what you want to say yes to and what you want to say no to. These are exactly the same principles when it comes to actually designing a life that lights you up. Think of this as a segment of your life that you are experimenting with about how you want to consciously create this next month of your life. And this can involve some uncomfortable decisions. Starting to say yes to yourself more usually means that you're also saying no more to things that don't fit in with your values or that don't fit in with what you need or what you simply want right now. And that can be really uncomfortable for so many of us to start to do, especially if you feel like you're going to be disappointing family members or friends or other people. But I want to encourage you to be willing to disappoint other people rather than disappointing yourself. This really is about taking ownership of how you want your life to feel, about how you want to show up and the results that you want to create as well. And if you have goals that you want to achieve, whether it is health related, fitness related, or some other part of your life, and you find yourself continuing to say, I will start in January, I will start after I've gone through all these social engagements, something that I would encourage you to consider is that if you actually start to change the way that you're showing up now as you go through those social events or whatever else it is that you have on your calendar, This is going to set you up with such a better foundation to really nail your goals in 2024, rather than if you just screw it and just say you're going to go and do whatever you want and then start on January the 1st. I'm sure you've heard the stats that most resolutions fail at an astonishing speed and within literally the first couple of weeks of the year. And so learning how to start to change your behaviors and change how you're showing up throughout one of the busiest seasons of the year is actually how you start to create a shift that actually lasts. And this doesn't mean that, let's say, for example, you have a health and fitness goal that you have to avoid all social situations or avoid drinking alcohol altogether if that's not actually one of your goals. But it does mean that you can start to tweak your behavior so that you're not so far off track from your goals that you feel like you're actually trying to claw your way out of a deep, deep hole by the time it gets to January. This is all about taking that time to get clear about how you want to spend your time and how you're going to prepare for the situations that you're going to find yourself in so that you can get to the end of this holiday season and feel so proud of yourself, as well as having given yourself whatever it is that you need, whether that is more fun or more rest, more social interaction, less social interaction. It's up to you to get clear on what you need for this season of your life right now and to start to be more intentional about actually creating that result for yourself. And once you get clear about what it is that you actually want to do you want to go to certain family events? Do you want to spend Christmas in the way that maybe you've always been spending it? Or do you want to do something completely different? Do you want to buy presents? Or do you just want to buy one meaningful gift, Secret Santa style, or no presents and give money to charity? Do you want to go to all of these social events or only a select few? Do you want to spend New Year's in the way that you normally spend it? Or do you want to do something completely different? One of my favorite ways that I ever spent Christmas and a separate New Year was Joe and I, over Christmas one year, went on a road trip in a camper van up the east coast of Australia, and we had our Christmas lunch eating some random salad out of a Tupperware on a deserted beach, and it was actually raining a little bit. We had such a fun day. It had none of the usual Christmas traditions that we had both been used to growing up. I think we just wore some random Santa hats, and we just had such a fun, different day. And one of my most memorable New Year's was where I went to bed at about 10 p.m. and I got up really early on New Year's Day morning and I went and watched the sunrise and I went for a walk in nature. That was one of my best New Year's, and I started the New Year off fresh, setting some intentions and thinking about how I wanted the year to go. So there is no right or wrong here. This is about you just getting clear on what you want. And of course, what you want this year might be completely different to last year and it might completely change to next year. But it is about honoring yourself and how you feel as well. Whether you want to have loads of plans or no plans, whether you want to be surrounded by lots of people or just a small group of people or no one at all, it's about owning what you want. And then, once you have that clarity, starting to think about the obstacles that might present themselves along that path. What if someone tries to convince you otherwise? How are you going to prepare for that? How are you going to stand in your power and say that you are honoring what you want? And it doesn't mean that you have to upset someone else in the process. You can just make it about yourself. Same thing if you want to have some different parameters around what you usually drink or what you usually eat, and you're concerned about pressures that might be put on you from other people. Have a think about how you're going to handle that. What are you going to say when someone tries to push another drink on you? Or when that loving relative tries to give you another serving and you really don't want it? Start to actually prepare for these in your mind now so that you feel more confident as you go through it. And something that I experienced when I took 8 months off drinking several years ago was really noticing that how I shared my choice to not drink with other people had a huge impact on how they then responded to me. For example, if I was saying I wasn't drinking and I didn't sound very confident about it and, oh, I'm trying to not drink at the moment, or I was making it more of a big deal, I got so much more kickback from people and people trying to persuade me to have a drink, or why are you doing that, and talk me out of it. And when I just said, I'm just choosing not to do it right now because it's an experiment, something I'm enjoying, and then change the conversation to something else, People just left me alone and moved on. So have a think about the obstacles that might come up for you, whether it's saying no to a particular plan, whether it is doing something different in a social situation, whether it's changing giving gifts amongst your family or your friends. Get intentional with how you're going to share your approach and practice the scenario in your mind so that then you can navigate any obstacles as they come up because you've already gone through it in your own head. Lastly, a reminder, you get to choose everything in your life, what you do, how you spend your time, who you spend your time with, where you go, and own that. Don't forget that you have that power. I know it sometimes feels like we have to do these things or we should do them or expected to do them. This is such an amazing opportunity for you to ask that question of what do you actually want and start to be more intentional about cultivating this season of your life to mirror exactly what is going to light you up and set you up in the best way possible for the new year. And that doesn't necessarily mean that your best setup for the new year is to be teetotal and to not give any gifts and to avoid all of your traditions or anything like that. It is not about that. It's about choosing them intentionally, choosing them with joy, being present for the things that you decide that you're going to choose and owning your choices. And that might be having a few drinks. That might be having no drink. That might be giving loads of gifts. That might be having loads of fun, or it might be having more quiet time to yourself. It's going to be completely unique to you. Have fun exploring those questions. Enjoy experimenting to see what lights you up and to see what you would absolutely love this year and creating your holiday season by design. Happy December, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode. If you would love to go even deeper and you're so ready to take action on creating your big life and become the most fulfilled and lit up version of you, then I would love for you to join me inside my coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, so I can support you in making that life you've been dreaming of a reality. DM me Roadmap on Instagram at Kathy J. Morton for all the details, or check out the link in the show notes below. It's time to create your big life.